Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Okay, folks, we're back. And anyway, Rusper, I went ahead and talked to Rusper, and he didn't want to go ahead and call back here, and it was getting close to his bedtime anyway. So, I don't know what the heck happened to the previous show. What I'll do is I don't think we're going to have this big or this long of a show in any case here. All right, in this bowel movement, like I was going to go ahead and say, is that none of these Zog false fronts go ahead and they don't last forever. And it doesn't really matter how much the censorship takes place. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to go ahead and, what I was going to go ahead and talk about this morning. And then what ended up happening is I was over on the Mamzer Barrel. And what it is it's an offshoot of Stumble In, which in turn was an offshoot of Four Fags Thieves, which in turn was a section on VNNF, which in turn in some cases was a sprawl from Stormfront, or as I call it, Sperm Front, or Storm Drain, or whatever. And folks, these V-Bulletin forums have pretty well gotten, less and less and less relevant. Because anybody who's able to go ahead and actually create something is instead going ahead and abandoning these V-Bulletin forums, which I'll go ahead and grant, had a following from about 2003 to about 2009 or 2010. And the reason that they came to fruition is because of censorship by the previous movement communications format, which was the Yahoo groups. Once Yahoo went ahead and started censoring, pretty well V-Bulletin was taken over. Anyway, I was spending some time going over on StumbleIn, and you have this character called he's called Intrepid, but I called him Engelded, and that's what he became known as. His real name is Stephen Brower. And what happens is dumb old Stephen Brower thinks that he gets to go ahead and look down on white people. Just go ahead and look down on white people as just a bunch of hicks and bred hicks here, and white trash living in flyover country. And that's common. That's common in these big cities, especially if you're a Mamzer or a Jew pretending to be a white nationalist. So you have all these characters. They have Melungeon or Jew. They have Melungeon or Jew inside them. And they actually despise us white people when they try to go ahead and pretend to be some of those white people. But anyway, during the last year or so, pretty well, like I said with these V-Bulletin forums, is that it's no improvement to have Uyghurs and Mamzers go ahead and censor. It's no improvement on, say, Jews going ahead and censoring. I mean, to have yourself censored by a Uyghur or a Mamzer or some other critter pretend to be a white nationalist. What I end up seeing is, how dare you go ahead and say, how dare you go ahead and have a gossip show, how dare you say this, it's slander. Well, you go ahead and you tell the truth, and to them, just like Jeremy Visser said, it's slander if you tell the truth, but it's not slander if they call you a child molester or they do something like that here. It's no big deal, these characters. Well, anyway, it looks like there's some people that are getting the news is that this show is back on. I don't know why it went ahead and shut down. It was a TalkShoe problem. And I tried to go ahead and reset it. I said it at 10:30 or at 9:30. And then I kept on getting a problem. And what happens is my own operator's headspace. Essentially, I forgot that TalkShoe goes, it's out of Delaware, goes on Eastern time. So what happens, while I was trying to go ahead and set it for 9:30, it was saying, it's 9, it's something like this now here. It's past the time. So I went ahead and looked at it, and then I went ahead and figured out what the correct time is. I went ahead and reset it, and then I was going over on StumbleIn. Now, see, the problem with StumbleIn is they have some sort of rules here to where you're not supposed to out all these Mamsers and Jew boys and Wiggers and faggots pretending to be white nationalists. But see, old Steve, you know, Stephen Brower had gone ahead and broken a rule of StumbleIn is you don't call people child molesters unless you have proof that they are. And essentially, you know, there is no proof. I mean, essentially, the case had to be dismissed. But what you end up having is you end up having these Mamsers and faggots and the rest here. They want to go ahead and pretend that they're your buddy. I mean, Gilda has always pretty well hated me. He went ahead and banned me over on the Mamser barrel. He'd already gone ahead a week or so previously and said, well, you do whatever you see fit here. And so what I did is I just simply didn't break the actual rule over on StumbleIn. What I did is I went ahead, posted his real name, his real face, over on whitenationalist.org/forum. Here's this guy who's nearly somewhat with Christian identity. He was asking, well, do you have proof that old and gilded is a Mamser shitskin faggot? I said, sure. I went ahead and gave the name of the thread. It says, hi, I'm in Gilded, you know, hi, I'm in Gilded, I'm Stephen Brower /Intrepid/Engilded/Stevie Bukagi, and I'm a shit-skinned man's a faggot. And what happens, old Ian Gilded just went and chimped out. Now, over on StumbleIn, I have not gone ahead and broken the rules because every single time I go ahead and, you know, delete the Stephen, you know, Stephen Brower name. On the other hand, there's a hyperlink where you can go ahead and look at. And, folks, I'm on Fade the Butcher or Hunter Wallace's little forum. And I'm also on Kane's, you know, Kane 1234566's forum. He's a fucked up Jew boy. And I'm on a number of other, you know, and I'm on this Probius forum. He don't much care for Kane. He don't much care for Fade. But he absolutely despises Engilded. So he's not going to give a shit about me going ahead and naming Engilded's real name. So I was going ahead and looking, and Engilded was threatening to go ahead and call the hosting company. And I told Engilded, look, dumbass, you go ahead and you call the hosting company. You might go ahead and make a DMCA complaint, but if you go ahead essentially and pull this sort of thing like Brian Rear, you're going to end up getting your ass banned. You know what I mean? You're not supposed to cause trouble for these hosting companies. And what happens is Brian Rear, he's been whining to my hoster company about 2 months ago that I was slandering him. Well, folks, how is any hosting company supposed to go ahead and understand without a court order whether or not someone's been defamed or someone's been made fun of or whatever? The only thing it goes ahead and does is a DMCA takedown and counter notice and all sort of thing. And essentially, Stephen Brower, by going ahead and engaging in a DMCA complaint, would essentially be telling people that, well, yes, it is him. It is him. And you're using my face. You're going ahead and using my name. Well, folks, I have gone ahead and used its real name. But it doesn't really matter. Because poor little Stevie, you know, let me see. In any case, I'm looking at this sort of thing here. Anyway, I'm looking at this, you know, StumbleIn shout box. I'm also going ahead and looking at the chat in here. And what happens when Brian Rio started taking down web pages, he started taking down forums, he started taking down this, he started taking down that. What he did is that now everybody knows Brian Real's name, that he hates the First Amendment, that he likes running around and doing a number of things, and now he is noted for essentially being a censoring retard. Essentially, he's known as a shitskin Mamser. Now, right now, from what I gather, based upon what I heard, last Friday and Saturday on Rabbi Finkelschini's forum, is that he's off parole for murdering this Puerto Rican prisoner when he was a pig in the Jersey City jail. So now he's going to go ahead and run around looking for Christian identity congregants to go ahead and meet. And what he's going to do is he's going to go down and see, well, old Mark Downey, and and of course the one who runs old Meerkat Mark, aka Debbie/Clint Downey. He's going to go ahead and talk to a senile feeb named Don Elmore. Now, okay, well, it looks like we have somebody from the Mamzer barrel. And essentially, I'm going to have to go ahead and get me a sock puppet, through a Tor browser or something here, to go ahead and see what the big stink is. But I remember, this was about 6-7 months ago, Macrobius, who actually ran the forum, once it got taken down by Kane and Brian Reel. Actually, what happens is that he got tired of old Engelded or Stephen Brower's bullshit and banned Engelded for 3 days. And they were all pissing and moaning and whining and bitching about it here. So I'm sort of curious as to how much bitching and pissing and moaning I'm going to go ahead and, essentially be said my name over on the monkey barrel. And by the time I go ahead and get back on, it's no big deal. But what's folks, this is not the first forum or other place I've been banned. I always find a way to go ahead and get back on and monitor the clown show that's going on. And most of the time, you go ahead and you give these people a choice. They either just simply delete it all or put it in admin eyes only, in which case, here is about a couple hundred dollar forum software which can't essentially be read and therefore is of no more use than private email. Or to where they go ahead and blare it out loud and clear to somebody else. And usually what I've done is I've worked it to where with Jeremy Visser and Obagender Bender and perhaps the Mamzer barrel, to where essentially, it's just like the Missouri Libertarian Party, and it's just like a number of other people. What they do is that essentially they get to where, just like on VNNF here, don't mention Lindsay's name. Don't mention Covington's name. Now, how this has worked out here, let me see. Oh, yeah, stumble in here. Okay. Yeah, anyway, what has gone on? What amused the hell out of me, and this is what went on over on Four Facts Feeds. Last week, old Il Ragno was so freaking paranoid at old Cain and Jacob Israel that what Il Ragno did is that they would call him Tony Ortega from the Village Voice. It was the wrong character here. And what happens is that this character, Bill W-H-I, and it's supposed to be Bill White. And obviously Bill White knew a bunch of stuff here because it doesn't sound like, if you go ahead and read what Cain or Jacob Israel or myself, every single one of them has the same markings here. And what happens, one of my sock puppets got banned or something like that from Four Facts Feeds. But what happens is Il Ragno is so scared that by going ahead and being scared, it goes ahead and pretty well does what it doesn't want to do. It goes ahead and brings attention to what Cain and Jacob Israel were doing. I remember, about a year, 6 months ago, Fade the Butcher goes ahead and calls him Michael Mustafa or something like that here, who's supposed to be a faggot over on the Village Voice. What happened? happens is Il Ragno wasn't at all worried about it. He just laughed about it. But when you go ahead and start clenching up, start tightening down to where anybody who even seems remotely nice to Kane, or you think it's Kane, going ahead and talking about Tony Ortega, what you've done is you've gone ahead and essentially outed yourself. Now, in the case of Engelded couldn't refrain from essentially threatening to ban me a week ago, and essentially banned me today for essentially, quote, outing him. And what happened is I went ahead and took a screenshot of a number of things here. And essentially, it's official. I mean, a reasonable person would go ahead and think that Stephen Brower is indeed Intrepid or Engelded. And what is funny here is that here this character pretends to be a senior vice president, a artiste living in Los Angeles. And here it is, working with niggers and beaners in the recording industry, and I don't know if it's very popular or what it is here, but, you know, heck, it don't even have a pool in Los Angeles. So when I was accusing them of screwing the nigger, you know, the beaner pool boy, they said, well, I don't even have a pool, you know, at my house here. And I said, well, of course you have a pool. I mean, it's an anal, it's all the fluid, anal fluids here left here from your cavorting with the beaner pool boy creates a pool, you know, Engelded. And in any case, folks, Stephen Brower has pretty well outed himself. And all these characters who show up go ahead and indeed end up outing themselves. Now, right over on DNNF, as a result of Bill White controversy, you end up having old Don Pauly and Hattie the Meerkat. And what they're doing is you're having these two tards who are big friends of Kevin Alfred Strom fight. Now, what happens is Bill WHI or Bill White or, you know, the voice of Bill White going through a sock possum over on Four Fags Thieves went ahead and said that Hattie had a thing with little girls just like Kevin Alfred Strom did. Essentially, he attended Calvin Alfred Strom's little thing here and essentially seen him going ahead and singing little songs, stalking some little mamsworth, you know, that's 9 or 10 years old. And it was essentially, you know, okay, you can have some psychiatrist, an expert, go ahead and claim someone is a pedophile. Essentially, if you're going ahead and lusting after some 9 or 10 year old mamsworth, little split tail, going ahead and singing poetry and songs or something like that here, that's not usual. So essentially, Bill White begged to differ. Anyway, over on VNNF, old Hattie was going ahead and starting to disagree with Don Pauly, and for some reason, it got on to, well, Dr. William Pierce getting money from the Order Bank robberies, how the FBI pretty well owned them. And here is Don Pauly saying, well, folks, I went ahead and did a Freedom of Information Act. And essentially it turned out that, yes, Pierce was essentially the FBI's bitch, which is exactly what Harold Covington has been saying for years. So now Hattie and Wiggersquill Wheelhouse's character, I think it's Gordon Ipock, who claims to be Smoky Mountain over on VNNF, are having a shit fit about Don Pauly. Now, they liked Don Pauly when Don Pauly was saying that Edgar Steele was insane, and thus he should have listened to Don Pauly. See, Don Pauly thinks he's always right. He can't go ahead and understand that you're not going to get an NGR, RI plea unless the prostitutors are in on it. And when the prostitutors want to go ahead and send Edgar Steele to prison, they're not going to go ahead and go along with it. But right now on VNNF, you end up having page after page after page to where Hattie has overextended himself, and you have Don Pauly saying that William Pierce was a Zong false front asset, that he was the equivalent to Hal Turner of his day. Now, Hal Turner supposedly got $100,000 a year. I've been listening to old about 2 years ago, I got on the same, the First Amendment .net, which is the same hoster which hosts Solar General and, you know, WN2. And so I said, Brian Real managed to go ahead and find the underlying host. I said, well, I don't want to be responsible for taking down Solar General. I don't want to be responsible for taking down white nationalists too. But you got to go ahead and get rid, you know, rid of ChristianNationalist.net. You need to go ahead and get rid of it. Or else, I'll go ahead and take down Solar General. I'll go ahead and cut your underlying host server. And essentially, the people who were all of a sudden went to Harold Covington, okay, Harold, go ahead and post anything you want here. Go ahead, Pastor Winston, post wherever you want. Simply said that they had to go ahead and ban me so the Solar General and WN2 would live. Folks, Zug has gone ahead and throughout this movement, gone ahead and bought and paid for certain Zog false fronts. Now, is the Manzer Barrel a Zog false front? And the answer is hell no. All it is just Manzers and Wiggers and Tards and Ass Clowns being Manzers and Wiggers and Tards. A screwed up place like the Manzer Barrel is not a Zog false front. It's just some sort of former Pierce Tard, you know, this APOC is some former National Alliance Tard. I don't know. The thing about it is that he's gone ahead and given me his name, or maybe not his real name. But the problem of it is that since he's gone ahead and given me his name, I can't go ahead and quote out him. You know what I mean? You can't go ahead and out somebody who has essentially, you know, gone ahead and you called them a friend. And as long as they're not, you know, they can go ahead and betray you, but they, you know, you can't go ahead and out them and betray them unless they are going against Yahweh's people. So essentially I'm pretty well stuck, so I can't go ahead and out Apocalypse. But someone like Engeldon, Stephen Brower, hell, I just love fucking with that shit-skin Manzer fact here. You know, can't out Apocalypse, but I can go ahead and essentially, you know, play, you know, have my fun with Stephen Brower. But essentially, what happens is, just like Jews, you can't go ahead and say something, and you can't go ahead and say this, you can't go ahead and say that, or you'll go ahead and get banned from Stormfront. And essentially, this guy Joe Adams, who used to be a creatard, now wants to go ahead and be something more than a creatard, wants to have an umbrella group, and that's not going to work. That is not going to work. Because, folks, you know, I sort of said it, you know, Lindstedt's first law of white nationalism is that essentially any effective group has 6 months tops to work before it goes ahead and gets in new members and gets infiltrated. Same way with Harold Covington's thing here. You have some character called Commandor McFag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, a.k.a. Ceramic Metal Bowl or some such shit. The character is a Jew that bleeds out his ass here from Crohn's or Jew Ascades. Goes ahead and has a stick wife named Hilda, supposedly. Lives in some, in the Pugilopolis here. And to be honest with you, I don't find Commandor McFag to be very dangerous at all. What happens is that the vast majority of people, Trader Glenn Miller, Brian Rio, once you know who they are, you know what they are, and you go ahead and you tell the other people who or what they are, who and what they are, and they still hang around these characters, then you assume that they are themselves not legitimate. There is no group of white nationalism which is not infiltrated. Now, the NSM essentially has been especially bad. It's fallen to pieces. But it's almost like, you know, it's almost like the Klan of the 60s and 70s. It got to where, in many cases, about a third of the, you know, the people who go to a Klan meeting were the true believers, and the rest were, well, local pigs or FBI agents or whatever. And it got to where essentially Klan couldn't do a damn thing without it. Now, were they rough on the Klan? Yeah, they were. The FBI essentially went in and scared and tortured people in order to go ahead and break up these, quote, secret societies. That's why this show exists. And the reason this show exists is so that I can tell you people who are really white, and you know if you're white, you're not going to go ahead and pull a so-called Victor Switzer on me. You're not going to go ahead and come up with stupid crap. Winston is a Jew. His mother's name was Samuelson, and Samuelson's the name of a Jew, even though he lived in South Dakota out on the Lone Prairie, and they all ate pork, and they went ahead and slopped hogs, and they went ahead and ate hogs. What happened to old Victor Switzer? Victor Switzer knows his great-grandpa is a red nigger. And then when Brian Real wants some more man pussy out of him the second time, he goes ahead and he digs into to Victor Switzer's real name and finds out that great-grandpa was a, you know, full-blooded hacksaw or shit-ass from No Wife and Tribe. And then what happens is that he essentially, here, Victor Switzer's relatives say, well, I went ahead and gave our name here to Brian Real, this guy Brian Real character. Is that okay? No, it ain't okay. Victor Switzer has a fit. And he, all the time, he's trying to go ahead and pretend as a red nigger mamzer. He's white, and now he realizes he's not white, so he goes ahead and says he doesn't want anything more to do with Chris Sandetti. Well, look, Victor, you knew damn well that you were a mamzer to begin with. And now you're all mad at Christian Identity because you got in with Jeremy Visser, who's a Melungeon himself. And you're all mad at Christian Identity because here you were lying about somebody else when you knew damn well you had red nigger in you. And now here's Brian Real trying to go ahead and blackmail you for man pussy by supposedly outing your real name and that your great grandfather was a red nigger. I mean, this is sort of ridiculous. Folks, if you're a mamzer, you should know it by now. Why do you think you're fooling somebody? Do you think you're fooling Yahweh? But most of these critters do think they're fooling Yahweh. In any case, you know. So, anyway, it looks like we got some people back here. And I'm going to go ahead and yak for about another couple more minutes here. But what's going on as a result of all this censorship is that people, they go ahead and they find out that Intrepid's name is, well, Stephen Brower. And then they got a secret. They got a secret. Do they share that secret? The answer is sure they share that secret. Over on StumbleIn, I have not violated any of the rules. The administrator, he went ahead and got on there, and he didn't go ahead and get on me for, quote, breaking the rules by outing Engelded. No, it was just Engelded. And see, Engelded, he went ahead and his name first got in there because essentially he got tired of StumbleIn not allowing him to stick nigger as many people as he wanted to. And so what he ended up doing is he went ahead and he wanted so much to go ahead and have control of this forum. So he goes to Bluehost, the same hoster as the Four Fag Thieves, and he puts his name as the owner of the new domain name. So here's Kane. He goes ahead and does a Who Is. He finds out that in Gilda's name is somebody called Stephen Brower. So, folks, I don't give a crap for the longest time, and then here is Ingeldi, you know, just simply call me a child molester, call me a child molester, call me a child molester. And for the past, what, oh, ever since October or so, essentially the drunken, and I'm not sure, I don't, you know, I think the guy probably has a good deal of beaner in him, like APOC, you know, this APOC has a good deal of beaner in him. Got a lot of drunken hybrid nigger in him. And the character can't seem to hold his liquor. So I wouldn't doubt that he got a good deal of beaner in him. You know, most Indians, you know, can't go ahead and hold their liquor. So anyway, here is, you know, here's old APOC. And essentially, he allows Ingeldin, Puto, and Shitty Boob to run wild, call me a child molester. That was forbidden in the old Stumble-In. And essentially, Macrobia simply says, "Is that look, you're going to go ahead, and if you're going to go ahead and call people child molesters, you could go ahead and get us in trouble. You could go ahead and get the form in trouble. You could go ahead and get, well, essentially, you could go ahead and get us all in trouble by doing this stupid shit. You better stop it." That's why they don't pay a bit of attention to Macrobius. Well, Macrobius don't give a shit for Ingeldi. He went in and banned that cocksucker, a.k.a. Stephen Brower. So, in any case, over on Stumble-In, I have not actually broken any of the rules. But here's Ingeldi, just like every shit-skinned mamster thinks he's so superior to white people who live in flyover country. I don't know what the hell it is, but these, if you end up having a Whigger, much less a Mamzer, that lives in flyover country, or like this Dave from New York, who pretend to be Christian identity, used to go ahead and go ass to mouth with Morris Gillette, got kicked out by old Joe Johnson, a.k.a. Joe McLeod, a.k.a. Morris Gillette's first senior pastor. And essentially, he said, "I hate you white people who go ahead and live. You're worse than niggers. You just live in trail houses and have one tooth and screw your daughter." I'm looking at this character. Why are you running around pretending to be Christian Dante? I went ahead and asked him, "Well, if you're not Christian Dante, why are you pretending to be with the Aryan Nations?" "Well, I used to be the webmaster for August Christ." So in short, August Christ went ahead and took your webmastering skills, limited as they are, in lieu of money. Folks, there's been another character from my gear. He's been charged with a weapons offense here. And I thought it was more Skelet's bunch, but no, it's August Christ's bunch. And essentially, because he hangs around with, quote, Aryan Nations, you know, either August Christ or with Morris Gillette, he's been caught, and essentially he's looking at some prison time. Folks, don't go ahead and join any of these organizations. Don't send any money. We were talking about Tom Metzger. Tom Metzger, oh, by the way, Tom Metzger thinks I'm nuts. Oh, wow. Who gives a shit? But essentially what happens is Tom Metzger, you know, and he's mad at Covington because Covington says, and he found out, it's well known, that essentially Tom Metzger lost this suit to Morris Dees. Essentially what Morris Dees wants is that, you know, Metzger gets half, Morris Dees gets half, but you go ahead and give me the name of the tards who give you the money. So what does Metzger do? He goes ahead, at least tries to cut down some of this by simply saying, "Okay, lone wolves, lone wolves, lone wolves, you can see my webpage. You can go ahead and get on my show for free. Lone wolves, lone wolves, lone wolves." Well, folks, you ain't going to be able to listen to a show or get a show for free if you don't send him some money. So how's he going to know? How's he going to go ahead and know that you sent some money unless you give him your real name and your street address? And if he's still, from what I gather, still working with Morris Dees, essentially, you know, it's not a matter of you just simply sending $5 and then addressing it twice to, you know, essentially go addressing it twice to, say, Morris D's, and then going ahead and dropping it off, not in, say, Granby or Possum Gulch, Arkansas, or, you know, or Frog Butt Flock, Indiana, but rather sending it off to, say, oh, dropping off in, say, Joplin or Springfield, Missouri, or Little Rock, Arkansas, or wherever, to where you can have an anonymous gift to Tom Metzger. But Tom Metzger ain't going to go ahead and let you listen to it unless you give him his name. And supposedly, you give him your email. You don't have to give him your name. Just give him your email. And he'll go ahead and credit somebody who has that email. Okay. Well, folks, in an era where the NSA is sucking through anything here, how is that going to go ahead and prove anything? And the answer is not. It's sort of like Alex Linder going ahead and testifying against Bishop Bill White on December 15th, 2009. And, folks, I don't forget that. I don't think Bitch Tits even forgot that. Bitch Tits, at least here, didn't seem to have too much respect for William Pierce or Hadding or Wiggerswell or any of these other tards here. I have never, you know, I've never heard any shit about Bill Pierce from me ever since he's gone to prison. And we used to talk about what a retard I was and all this sort of thing, a nutcase, which I was here. And I don't give a shit here. I actually have a little bit of respect for Bitch Tits. Really do. I really do. From what I gather, Bitch Tits at least has figured out is that if you're going to go ahead and play this game, you know, play the game of hating Zog, you never go ahead and put another foot in another camp to where you can go ahead and get your cake and eat it too. Folks, if you're at war with Zog, essentially you're at war with the family members of Zoglings. You're at war with the women and children of Zoglings. You know, I got to laugh here. Here are all these people bitching about what's going on in Syria. And you go ahead and you get to see a whole bunch of people being executed. I've seen a picture in the news of somebody who had an arm and a leg blown off. It looked like by an artillery shell. You got to go ahead and see portions of the leg about, oh, 4 or 5 foot off from this body that had a big old, laying in a big old pool of its own blood here. And a few other people who, I guess, hadn't been, you know, hadn't had limbs cut apart by, say, a mortar round. But you got to go ahead and see essentially a combat death here of the Syrian army going ahead and going against rebel soldiers. And here they are whining like pussies, like, Assad got to leave here. Well, folks, Assad wouldn't have had to do this shit if Zog and the Jews hadn't gone ahead and whooped up rebellion against his government. And Assad knows that. He knows if he turns down, he's dead meat. There's not going to be any little trial here for Pinochet or Hosni Mubarak or Baby Doc. Essentially, if he goes ahead and pulls down, he and his family are dead meat, so they have no choice but to go ahead and clamp down. And essentially what Zog is doing is it's creating chaos. And it sort of thinks this chaos is going to go ahead and benefit against the Jews. The answer is that you end up having chaos, no regime. And certainly not Zog Babylon is safe. Let's see, how long have I been yakking here? I've been yakking for 40 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break, and I will be back. Folks, hail victory. Okay, folks, we're back here. How's it going? Well, something I got banned from the Manzer Barrel today. Folks, you have these people who are claiming that I censor people. And, folks, I'm not an absolute First Amendment absolutist, but to be honest with you, on this chat, essentially, I've gone ahead and found out that certain people who are determined to spam or flood the essentially the chat room, essentially, I don't give them a chance to go in and continue to destroy the ability of other people to express their opinion. Now, you can say Pope Marty Chomo, and be a pisser possum and an ass clown, and essentially I'll allow that. You know, I mean, I'm not worried about liars or fools or fruitcakes or anything like that here. You can be an ass clown, you can be as big an ass clown as you want, but what you don't do is you don't go ahead and spam the chat room to where other people can't go ahead and enjoy, you know, their say. Okay? If someone wants, and I'm about to go, what is it? That's, you know, that. I gotta go ahead and give Kurt Maynard some credit, because Kurt Maynard essentially knew about, well, characters who weren't for real. Characters like Mike Delaney. And his little Jew boy Quest. And I have, you know, I don't all agree with what he said about Corn Cob. I think Corn Cob is devout, but I do think that Corn Cob might very well be a Zogwell front. Now, as far as Metzger's goes, folks, it don't matter to me if you send money to Metzger. All I'm just simply asking you to do is understand is that you can't be a lone wolf according to Metzger and go ahead and send money with your name on it to Metzger so you can go ahead and listen to Metzger talk about how you're a lone wolf. That's what's gotten me about all this shit about the internet. You do the most yapping are not the most dangerous. Now, folks, people think that I'm insane and all this sort of thing because I'm just simply telling people is that there is no hope for us as long as Zog is around here. And that the only solution is the Great Tribulation, which will go ahead and destroy better than 90% of the Wiggers and all the Mamzers and Jews and all the rest of the characters who do not belong, who never did belong. And folks, I guess I have the honor of being the only one who talks to you. And it occurred when I was talking essentially, and essentially the lawyers complaining about somebody else. And essentially, if that matter's been settled and I don't bring up these lawyers anymore, then, hey, you know, they're not going to go ahead and get in trouble by having me on their ass here. Folks, the thing about censorship is that in normal life, but when you go ahead, essentially, and you tell someone that you're all butthurt, you're all butthurt about something here being said, true or not, you're just bleeding out your mangina here because how dare you say that? I'm going to ban you for saying that. You've just gone ahead and told whoever is out to pick on you that he's getting to you. He's fine. He's about to say something that's going to really screw you up. Then what happens is just like being. It's just like having a rabbit scream. Folks, I remember way back when I was a kid, is they go ahead and use these cassette recorders to go ahead and imitate the scream of a dying rabbit. And what they would do is that they would, in some cases, put a rabbit carcass up here and then wait for a coyote or a fox to go ahead and go running to where that dead rabbit was screaming. And somebody with a rifle would go ahead and shoot that coyote when he's sneaking up, when he's come to a gallop, to go ahead and get some food from a dying rabbit. Okay? Now, in Missouri, there is a season on coyotes, except during deer season, because essentially they don't want every, you know, they don't want, unless it's times of the year. Officially, that's not because go ahead and worry about mama coyotes breeding little baby coyotes. No, it's coming out with guns, deer or turkeys. You know, essentially, I'm doing all this wildlife management, you know, work in the state of Missouri. Essentially, you can shoot coyotes anytime you want, except for deer and turkey season. Okay? They don't worry about coyotes during dove season. They don't worry about coyotes during squirrel season. They don't worry about coyotes during, you know, other seasons, especially for deer and turkey season, because they don't want people going out to the coyotes and then going blasting a deer or something, okay? All right. anyway, let's see. The censorship usually work? And the answer is no, it don't. It usually doesn't work. Okay? So, I've heard some clicks here. I might very well be listening to right now. In fact, I'm hearing okay, folks, we're back here. Maybe Zog did get me here. I was hearing some crap for about a couple minutes before, before it happened here. So I wasn't too surprised that something was going on here, but I'm not sure. It could be just a cell phone tower or something like that here. In any case, so what I'll have to do is I'll have to go ahead and put this thing on MP3. And, by the way, MP3 recording is 3 times as loud and as good as, say, the TalkShoe, recording here. But I'm just sort of busy this weekend here. In any case, Brio is a faggy little faggot. Doesn't really matter here. You got to laugh. You got to go ahead and laugh at these people who sort of think that censorship is going to go ahead and work here. Hanning is running around against this Don Pauley, and so is these other creatards who love Pierce. And folks, I'm already beginning to hear another little thing on the talk show thing here. Well, folks, censorship never works. The reason it doesn't work is that once somebody goes ahead and censors something here, everybody wonders, why was it so important that it had to be censored here? There's a lot of stuff that really is of no great importance, which probably shouldn't have been censored because really it was boring. It was stupid. But when someone cares enough to censor something, it means that it is getting to them. It means that it is screwing them up. It means it's pissing them off here. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and work on it here, but it sort of seems like we have Nimtards arriving here, and I'm not in a big hurry to go ahead and save anything on a dying chat. Okay. So, any case here. Let's see. Okay. So, anyway, here. I'm looking, I'm sort of looking at some other stuff here, folks. Okay? Libel will not be tolerated. Well, the thing about it is that all these characters here, you got to understand that on this show, I might make conjecture, I might make supposition, but the fact of the matter is that in order to go ahead and file a libel or defamation suit, it's going to end up having to be a federal libel or defamation suit because this call being on the internet crosses state lines. And in order to go ahead and go after me. Now, in the case of Jeremy Visser, he's whined about libel slandering. He keeps on calling me a convicted child molester. He's already lost the case. If he goes ahead and files the case, he won't be able to dismiss it without me agreeing to it, and essentially he's going to be screwed here. Visser is the one to Mamzer. In Gelded, he's another Mamzer faggot of some sort or another. All these characters pretend to be something they're not, and they whine like a pussy about libel and slander, and people are supposed to go ahead and listen to them? And the answer is that under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, all these hosting companies are held harmless. All they have to do is follow the DMCA complaint. Once a complaint is made, it's signed. Essentially, they're held harmless as long as they go ahead and give whoever used it a chance to go ahead and take it down and file a counter notice. And then once the counter notice is filed here, there's either, there's a minimum of 10 days and a maximum of 14 days for whoever took down that web page based upon a DMCA complaint to go ahead and file a federal lawsuit, which will cost $350. $350 in Missouri, $350 in Idaho, $350, I presume, in Florida. The reason I say $350 is that I think since it's a federal case, that the, you know, I do know that 350 in Idaho and 350 in Missouri, so I assume it's 350 in Florida or New York or California or wherever here. And the problem of it is that when you're whining about what somebody said something about me bad on the internet, I mean, essentially, it's hard as hell to go ahead and get anybody to go ahead and do anything. I think he's an asshole. I think he's a faggot. I think he's bad. I think he's this. Now, certain things is called malice per se. And pretty well what Engel did or Stephen Brower did is that it was malice per se. I don't have to prove malice, even though I'm a public figure. Certain things are on their very face malicious. So the only question is whether or not it was said. So I don't worry about libel or slander. The main reason I don't worry about libel or slander is that I take care not to lie. I may be wrong about my suppositions, but in most cases, what I've seen about the internet is that all these people who are also big and brave, when they get to hide behind an alias, essentially they get all healthy here when you get outed. Okay? I'm guest number 28. Okay, well, guest number 38. Yeah, well, that's true here. Artie, you know, this Artie character here, just another Mamzer faggot running around calling people names. And am I supposed to be scared about this sort of thing? And the answer is I'm not here. Well, folks, what you end up having, you know, what I want to do is I want to talk about the National Alliance. The National Alliance was founded by someone who essentially Zog could round up any time they wanted to and chose not to do it. William Pierce ran essentially an Elohim city for creators. He kept an eye on people who the government thought might go ahead and go nutsoid. Essentially, Zog was keeping an eye on not the Christian idiots, not the Christian identity idiots. Pierce, you know, what Pierce went ahead and thought about Christian identity, and he also thought the same thing about creativity. He despised both creativity and Christian identity because he was so much smarter. He was going to go ahead, like Harold Covington said, he was going to go ahead and form a revolution from the top down. He was going to go ahead and find actual white people who would go ahead and in addition, know about the Jew, and they would go ahead and set up the uneducated Whiggers to go ahead and kill the Jews. If you want to go ahead and see what William Pierce's real belief system was, don't read the Turner Diaries. That was just something he went ahead and wrote to publish in a magazine they had to go ahead and get out back when he needed the money for essentially getting that here. Back when he was actually being a real hate merchant here, he went ahead and he come up and let me go ahead and give the Turner Diaries credit. The Turner Diaries had cardboard characters, two-dimensional cardboard, actually one-dimensional, okay. Well, it looks like we have tards coming down here. Well, folks, it looks like we got some Nimtards running around, and essentially I'm going to have to go ahead and, probably finish this sort of thing here. Yeah, 29. The rest of these tards are, and the call is being recorded. Okay. All right. Alrighty. Well, number 29 is Chat Nuker here. Well, folks, it looks like I went ahead and dealt with the tards here and the spammers. Okay? I didn't have as old a window on that as people thought they did here. Anyway, folks, and by the way, be real. Good Lord, I just must have neglected to unblock you here, poor tard. I go wow, but some of these Nimtards are they're sort of pathetic here, you know what I mean? So anyway, it looks like we're gonna have some Nimtardation here for a while, okay? Yeah. Well, I've blocked everybody. I just ain't got around to unblocking some characters here. You know what I mean? So, where was I here? Okay, well, folks, listening in, what happens is you had a bunch of Nimtards. They have found out that the show is back, and they are spamming the crap out of the chat room. So essentially everybody from 19 on down has been blocked. And this one tard called BREO, well, I just didn't get around to unblocking him. So, Nimtards, you can go ahead and whine about censorship, okay? Okay? And they're demanding that I unblock guest number 29. I might. Let's say all you tards go ahead and leave, and I've been unfair to guest number 29 because you wanted me to go ahead and unblock him. Why, hey, have fun. 29, you're going to have to wait a couple hours till tards leave, okay? So where was I? Okay. William Pierce essentially got order money. He was not made to testify against the order and against the Christian Identity people of Fort Smith. What happens, everybody knew he had the money, including the FBI, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. And essentially, he was allowed to continue because they need certain people. Now, just like right now, they are advocating Moore Scoet, just like previously they had gone ahead and advocated Augustus Christ. And now Augustus Christ don't have any feet, has one leg. He's on, quote, house arrest or trailer park arrest for what? Oh, probably going on to next year. Supposedly want him to pay $194,000. So essentially they're advocating Gillette here, even though Gillette is a drunken crackhead and a Zogbot and essentially brings in niggers and Christian Identity. They want this sort of thing to happen. So what to do? And the answer is you don't worry about that here. I assume that if you were with Brian Reno, it's because you're a Manzer, a faggot. If you're on the Manzer barrel, and essentially you have, why don't the Nimtars post real pictures on Mbusters? The answer is that according to the actual server owner, you're not supposed to put in Brian real pictures, actually on the server, but you can go ahead and hyperlink to them somewhere else. And what happens is Stan doesn't want that to happen. Stan has gone ahead and essentially, he don't want you logging in using a Tor browser. He wants to know who you are, your IP number. So essentially, I think Stan is essentially just running Nimtards as a, He's just running Nimbusters as a sort of, you know, as a data mining operation. Well, it looks like number 18 was a Nimtard as well here. Oh, boy. Well, okay. Six nipples is nine nipples here. Well, it looks like we got a Nimtard. So, let me go ahead and see. Yep, it looks like number 18 has successfully gone ahead and taken down the chat. Oh well. What to say? Yep, he has. Okay. So what to say? Anyway, folks, I talked for 25 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and get control of the chat room, and then I will come back in about 4 minutes. Folks, hail victory. Okay, well, we're back again. All righty. Well, it looks like the Nimtards are up late tonight. And I really wouldn't mind learning how to go ahead and to spam a board here. Of course, on Finkelshini's board, I wouldn't go ahead and spam it with J's and K's. I'd just go ahead and put in a few little items. Put in a few little items to where, essentially, we talk about, Brian Rio and a few other people here. I don't really believe, Brian Rio, essentially Saturday, when he was on the Finkelshini show, going to ask him out with Finkelshini, he was going ahead and I went ahead and sent the screenshot. Essentially, Brian Rio went wanting to talk to you, bitching about Dick Weltney going ahead and flooding, or spamming Finkelshini's forum or Kristen Genie Talks to You show, so that essentially nobody could go ahead and ball it. And you gotta understand, with the Nimtards, they go ahead and they do that to Finkelshini as well. Now Finkelshini doesn't know how to go ahead and take criticism, not at all. So it's sort of like the rain. The rain, it says, falls upon both the just and the unjust alike. So, that's what number 75. The thing about it is, though, is that a Nimtard or a Nimbuster is not someone you can go ahead and command. I remember when Brian Rio used to go ahead and do his little show, one time I went and said, unleash the Nimbusters. But Nimbusters, essentially, they're chaotic critters that you can't control at all. You don't have any control over them. They will go ahead and essentially spam and nuke your show, my show, just as quick or quicker than they will go ahead and nuke Finkelshini's show. All you can do with a Nimtard is just simply, they're just sort of like chicken piranhas. They'll go ahead, and if you're weak, they will go ahead and attack you. Now, even if you ain't weak, they'll go ahead and they'll attack you. They just don't know how to behave themselves. So essentially all you can do is just sort of wait them out here. Now, there's a special version of Nimbusters, which was old Joe Blow or Omnunu or whatever here. He's some sort of Kurdish Jew who lives in Sweden. And, he went ahead and actually downloaded a chat program or a JavaScript program. So like a script kiddie, and he went ahead and got in and he just nuked the crap out of the chat room. You couldn't go ahead and block him, couldn't do anything with him here. Okay? Alrighty, Scipio, before you go, maybe sometime you can go ahead and send a email to pastorlinston@gmail.com, and perhaps you can go ahead and draw me up a cartoon or so. Finkelshini is heading out to see Debbie and Meerkat Mark Downey, and essentially I'd like to go ahead and see if you can't do pictures of meerkats here out of sundry orifices. Okay? So, anyway, Scipio, I'm glad you could you can go ahead and make it for the second portion of it and enjoy your dinner, okay? So, it looks like the Nimtards are still there. I wanted to talk about how nothing in the movement is pretty well hidden and pretty well Pierce. You have Wiggerswill going ahead and admitting that essentially Pierce gave him money to file against Harold Covington on the famous lawsuit. Now, does Wiggerswill have any means of living in, other than essentially to go after his, quote, enemies? Over on Fade's forum, I'm John Doe 20127. Well, I'm not sure if I want to go ahead and unblock you because shit, you know, I don't really need any more spam. I don't really need any more horseshit, okay? Anyway, well, it looks like Rio left the chat room here. Well, okay, well, let's see here. Well, it looks like some of them left here. In any case, I want to go ahead and cover what this show is actually about. I really don't want to go ahead and deal with idiots in the chat room here. Now, I like having a chat room. I like having guests ask questions. But I don't like having to deal with the chat room here. The chat room is the good part of being on TalkStew. It's also the bad part about being on TalkStew. Okay? So, in any case, go ahead and unmute number 24. Well, we will see. We will see. Keeping the eye like a hawk on you. Anyway, where was I? Where was I? I'm keeping an eye on you, number 29. Okay. Anyway, where was I? You've had essentially in this movement, everyone from the National Alliance has usually been the good, you know, the bad housekeeping seal of approval. Because, well, Bob Matthews, for example, he went ahead and brought in a National Alliance member who used to, you know, was a Mamzer, a Tom Martinez. And folks, let's not go ahead and blame all Gary the traitor. Bob Matthews left a pistol when he went ahead and committed the armored car bank robbery here. And one of them, what the hell was his name here? The one who used to be in the military. You know, got on that Bob Matthews case here for leaving a traceable weapon, you know, in, you know, at the scene of where the Brinks armored car was robbed. So that's why we have lanyards. That's why we end up having lanyards on our, you know, on our, on our weapons here. Okay, I see this BREO is on. Let me go ahead. Take about two. Well, now he left. He went ahead and hung up, so I'm not going to dick with him. Anyway, I was going to go ahead and give a goofy bastard a chance to speak here, though. Anyway, where was I? I noticed he was in on the call. Chances are you're probably going ahead and speaking too here. Huh. Calm down, John Doe 201-237. Anyway, where was I? What happens? The National Alliance has always had quitters who claim to be a cut above, and usually there are several cuts below. Now, this APOC used to be with National Alliance. Now, does that mean the character is white? The answer is, in many cases, the critter is not white at all. Critter doesn't know how to act. Critter actually probably is miscegenated in many cases. Folks, if you're white, you end up having a family. And by the way, I've noticed over the years that young men who used to have nothing better to do than to get on forums, and young women too, once they have something to do with their time other than hang around forums and play, unblock, I'm no better than William Fink. Folks, I don't need to be spammed, okay? I've gone ahead and unblocked a few people. I really don't want to go ahead and be bitching here about how I ought to go ahead and run my chat room to where some tard comes in and spams the crap out of my forum. I want to talk about what I want to talk about and not worry about the chat room too much. Now, I got a relatively fresh window up, and that's what put the end to guest number 18. But no, if you're 72, 73, 77, 81, chances are you are not legit, okay? Anyway, well, they have ruined the show. They have ruined the show in many cases. What happens is that TalkShoe Burp went ahead and pretty well set me back by about an hour. Okay? I went ahead and completed the call with Russ. And, folks, yeah, they have gone ahead and they've had their way here. But on the other hand, what I want to say is that censorship is the view of somebody who's making sure that something cannot be said here. And these spammers essentially, well, they're censors too, because rather than have something intelligent to say, they go ahead and prevent others from saying something, because you can't go ahead and say something if you end up having just a long line of K's and J's and spaces and all this sort of thing. You can't have anything intelligent said on that. Folks, I've never viewed this movement as having any potential on getting anything done. The only thing it is mainly a distraction by Zog, in many cases, to go ahead and find out who might or might not be dangerous. In the case of Bill Pierce, William Pierce, he wasn't dangerous. He was somebody who really was a tarred collector, someone who went ahead and collected people who essentially would play at being white nationalists. Folks, yesterday the Gilbert Police Department went ahead and revealed a 170-page police report. It was heavily redacted, but essentially all consisted of is about, 60 pigs going ahead and saying what they went ahead and seen, what little they've seen. Well, we came there and there were 5 dead bodies. And what happens? I went ahead and they took the little baby beaner with essentially blood and brains coming out the back of her head from the exit wound to the hospital where she died. Then I went ahead and took the lone survivor, essentially this Brittany Menderos, to the hospital or to talk to the detective. Essentially, and further, I didn't see anything. Essentially, it was just a straightforward shooting by JT Reddy. That's all it was. Now, you got to realize this NSM, in many cases, it arises out of the National Alliance, everyone trying to be a big cure, go ahead and collect the money. And these people, they are essentially owned by Zog. And what they're trying to do, just like with Hal Turner, they're trying to go ahead and find the dangerous maniac that will do something. We'll go ahead and kill the nigger or kill beaners or do this or do that, and essentially set the flame to a big old combustible pile of crap. Okay? That's what they're scared of. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Alrighty. Well, pretty well, I went ahead and muted a few people here. Okay. So, getting on with it, the National Alliance and Hal Turner and NSM and JT Reddy essentially are just nothing more than Zogbots. Most of them are not they're not honorable people. They're race mixers, they're tards, they do whatever. And as a result, you go ahead and you get these people pretending to be something they're not, like on the Manzer Barrel. When I got blocked here, I immediately went ahead, took some screenshots of what was there, opened up another window, kept the old window down, went ahead and took screenshots of that, and then I went over, opened up new windows, and essentially I've been banned for outing. Well, folks, according to the actual laws of Manzer Barrel and Stumblein, I have not outed anybody, in that all I've done is just simply send a hyperlink to a place where it says, let's say, Intrepid is none other than Steve Brower, and you can go ahead and look at it. I go ahead and I take screenshots of Brower chimping out, threatening to sue, Stumblein, or whatever. Go ahead and go running to the host. And folks, over on the Manzer Barrel, he is the host. He went ahead and paid for the server. So essentially, it's his forum. He can do whatever the hell he wants to it. But on the other hand, Fade the Butcher, Macrobius, these other people, they don't give a shit because they don't like him gilded. You know what I mean? They think he's a dirty, lying piece of shit. And they will be happy to know his real name. So that essentially, they can go ahead and make fun of them. Folks, someone who goes ahead and claims to be a white supremacist, and he ain't white, he's a faggot, and essentially he's a censoring Manzer faggot, don't mean nothing here. Just like Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Visser had to go ahead and admit to being a Cherokee Melungeon in order to get out of the stalking charge. And once it admitted that his brother, Sean Aaron Visser, was a full-blooded Manzer, essentially once Jeremy Visser admitted that he wasn't white, he wasn't pure white, he was a Manzer, essentially Jeremy Visser, he's gone at Christian Daddy. If you're with Jeremy Visser, it's because you're a Manzer. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and bring something that's not white, I can't see anybody who's really white bringing a non-white. Now, folks, there's this guy named Clancy, and I see him, and he's just a nice little naive little southern wop or something like that. He's not a vicious critter at all. And he's sort of claimed to be DSCI, and essentially I have not... when pinned, I would just simply say, well, he's whiter than gelded. He's whiter than shitty boob. He's whiter than, Jeremy Visser. But I sure as hell, I'm not going to go ahead and make him a dual seedline Christian identity minister here. Now, I went ahead and made the mistake of making Liar Bell Month enough to Clueless. Ordaining that worthless bastard. And let me just tell you here, the first guy I went ahead and ordained was none other than this nut, this maniac who killed his father with a claw hammer at the nut house. The maniac who killed his father with a claw hammer at least went ahead and offered to give me some financial support in return, to go ahead and file some lawsuits in order to go ahead and help get me out of the nut house. And essentially, he's always listening to me when I tell him not to talk about Christian identity, not talk about stuff you don't know nothing about. And essentially, if you want to run around with half a beard, and, you know, unlike me, what he used to do is he used to take a magic marker right in the middle of his head and mark it down, and they would go ahead and cut the top of his hair off, too. So what happens is that usually it would be the opposite side from where he left the beard off. So usually, most of the time, his beard was on the left-hand side, but every 6 months he'd go ahead and change, you know, sides here. And then when he changed sides, what he would do is he would let the hair grow out on that side, and then what he'd do is he'd go ahead and shave the long hair he'd have, you know, on this one side here and the beard. So it'd be sort of that diagonal here, you know what I mean? Now, this guy, you know, I mean, I don't really think it would be wise to go ahead and let him out, because I really wouldn't want on my conscience here him going ahead chasing his silly crazy mama and finishing her off with a claw hammer too here like he did his dad. But hey, I'm sort of hoping they'll go ahead and get into a group home where essentially they'll keep an eye on him. Not let them run around in, you know, general population. They won't go ahead and drug the crap out of them. So we can go ahead and live the rest of his life, as long as dog lasts here, under supervision. You know what I mean? I don't really think it would be a good idea to turn him loose, you know, on his crazy mother, where he could go ahead and get a claw hammer or power tools. I sort of think that one killing is enough. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, I don't want him to be. But anyway, so I've gone ahead and helped my crazy first ordainee as best I can. I go ahead and send him phone cards. I go ahead and talk to him here. And the guy is nutty as can be. The guy is really, really nuts here. He ain't stupid. He's nuts here. And he's white. Now, if you go ahead and you let someone who's non-white into the congregation, essentially, you know, that's what I was trying to tell Chris Drake here, you know, over on the News Guy show. And I said, look, have you been in the military? What do you think would happen if here you are in sentry duty and you go ahead and you let somebody into your camp? He goes ahead, doesn't kill you, but he goes ahead and slits the throat of the people that you're supposed to be guarding while he slept here. Wouldn't you be a traitor if you went ahead and allowed someone like that to come into the camp of the saints and kill your fellow saints? That's what pretty well got to where I went ahead and gave up trying to apply the 30-second test to Eli James. Because here he was bringing Brian Real. And I had to laugh when Mamsers fell apart, what, 4 months later. And now Eli James and Finkelschini are at odds here. I'm not worried about Fink going ahead and going to Clint Downing or Little Meerkat or the senile Phoebe, Don Elmore. I'm not worried about him. Now, earlier tonight, here is Russ Walker, and essentially he went to Pentecost 40 days after Passover, a month and 10 days after Passover. He went to Tennessee, and there were no more Lumbee Indians. There were no more Melungeons. There were no more little nigger Jew crosses there to cause trouble. People had gone ahead and essentially Pastor Buddy and whoever was running the Pentecost thing in Eastern Tennessee figured out is that no more Mamsers, no more Melungeons, no more, you know, nigger Jews, no more of this crap into our little meeting here. And they did what needed to be done. And Russ would have done better if he just simply put his foot down earlier. Now, I'm glad that Pastor Buddy has made it through, made it through his surgery. I think it was, earlier this month on the 16th, I'm glad he's made it through surgery. I'm glad he's alive, even if he believes this Ephraim Scepter horseshit. But folks, you don't let non-whites, you certainly don't let Jews into your congregation. And folks, if you're a white supremacist, why would you go ahead and let non-whites into your group as well? Why would you go ahead and tolerate someone like Jeff Shoup who deliberately marries a not quite white woman after he's gone ahead and left his wife and his kids in a different city, gone ahead and married a not quite white woman, and then gone ahead and her adopted her nigger kid, and then lied for what? 4.5 years. The steady lie about who she is, so that then the Southern Poverty Law Center goes ahead and essentially says, you don't really believe this crap you're saying. You don't really believe in white supremacy. You're just a criminal. You're just a liar. You're just a thief who's going ahead and taking the money of delusional Anglo-Mestizos who are pretending the same thing. If you're with the NSM, you're a total tard. By the way, I went ahead and read a few chapters of Chris Drake's book. And, folks, I can see why Chris Drake would be published. It was not exactly a very good book, but Chris Drake did have the benefit of exactly sounding like white trash, white trailer trash had written it. You know what I mean? Faulkner is not. Faulkner writing about, it's not like the Snopes would go ahead and write the Faulkner book here. Faulkner had to write about the Snopes here. What happens in the case of Chris Drake's Cruel New World book here, what it was the Snopes writing about the Snopes. How's that? Okay. So, at ease on the Marty, what happens is that, Pastor Bill didn't puke up 3 plates of spaghetti. He just puked up 1 plate of spaghetti. And let's be honest, let me go ahead and say something about the spaghetti. The spaghetti was highly acidic. It was pretty acidic here. What you have to do with it is that you have to go ahead and take out some regular. I don't know why it turned out acidic like that here. But on the other hand, when old Mumpsnuts was here, Mumpsnuts sat, just like he did on Clan of Mamthers. He sat still, sort of petrified. And it was just like Trader Glenn Miller when I talked about Lewis Stephen Catch a Lane. I mean, Trader Glenn Miller, I think, actually believed that I was toying with him. And now what I was going to do was pull a 38, 357 out of my dresser drawer and plug the worthless bastard and claim that he went ahead and salty. Liar Bill was sitting there. He's as screwed up. He's pretty well screwed up here. And looking at what Liar Bill went ahead and posted over on the Mamzer Barrel, he goes ahead and he acts like he talked to my father. But I'd gone ahead and talked about my father. My father died the day before the Challenger explosion on the 29th of January in 1986. I didn't say anything about my father other than that he got sent to prison for threatening to shoot a state South Dakota state Supreme Court judge. And the FBI went ahead, essentially, I don't think I said hardly anything, Liar Bill. Didn't say anything about the properties I owned. Didn't say anything about my brother or these thieving, pig hooks. I mean, essentially, Liar Bill will sit in there and he will make, in his own delusional way, a bunch of little fantasies based upon what has happened to him. If you want to go ahead and see what Liar Bill's world is like, go ahead and listen to what he writes about me and then apply it to himself here. I remember, Morton, I will never go ahead and say call you a child molester because I got charged twice with sexual assault upon my nieces. And then he talked about how his sisters essentially were mud sharks. He squeezed out a whole bunch of nigger nieces. Now, he'll go ahead and say one thing, he'll say another, and essentially he's just a delusional retard is all he is. Essentially, you end up having Jews. I mean, during the last month or so, ever since I stopped posting on the Mamzer Barrel, essentially, Jew Stain, and Engelded, and Visser, and Commandor Chimpout, and the rest here, they've been engaged in Genesis 3:15 hatred of me. So why in the world should I go ahead? Chris, the Mamzer Barrel is the beer barrel or the queer barrel or whatever here. Essentially, what it is, it's just a Mamzer free fire zone is all it is. It's Stumbling has aged far more gracefully than the Mamzer Barrel did. And the reason it's aged far more gracefully is that essentially the worst of the Jews and the worst of the Mamzers went on to the queer barrel, the Mamzer Barrel. They went on to there here. Here they are pretending to be great white supremacists and screaming about niggers and the rest here. Sort of like old Mattoid Against Time here. We have a Skype conversation where APOC, old Russ Never Swallows here, and she has some beaner name. She lives either in Mexico City or some northern Mexico city in Chihuahua or Nuevo Laredo or Durango or whatever, one of the northern provinces, boarding the United Snakes. And essentially you have Mike John and Jet Rink and Mattoid Against Time and APOC and Rust for Always Swallows there. They invite me to their Skype conversation. And essentially, I go ahead, and I forget what the hell we're talking about, but old Mattoid Against Time says he's a Hungarian lawyer. And I go ahead and say, oh, okay, so you're a Magyar. And old Mattoid Against Time really, doesn't know what a Magyar is. And I go ahead and explain that they were cousins of the Khazars. Well, what happens is old Mattoid Against Time knows what a Khazar is. So throughout the kind of time here, he's trying to convince me is that he didn't admit that he was essentially calling himself a Magyar Jew lawyer. And once he's given up on me being fooled, essentially, I hate you, Marty. I hate you, Marty. I hate you, Marty. Okay. No big deal. No big deal. I mean, having Jews and Mamzers and faggots, in some cases all three, be all pissed off at me is not really, it's not a bad thing in my book. Having a lot of Genesis 3:15 hatred is not a bad thing in my book at all. Okay? Well, let me see. Jet Rank, from what I gather, is a Mamzer. What happens, Mike John? He used to talk shit about me. They went over to Four Fags Thieves. He got kicked out. What happened with Mike John? The same thing that happened to old Victor Switzer. What happens, Mike John, when he admitted that a great-grandparent or two were essentially red niggers? So over on VNNF, all the Anglo mestizos there call them Chief Running Tard. And essentially, he didn't get banned until he went ahead, and once he'd been called out as his Chief Running Tard, he went ahead and essentially begged and pleaded to be banned on VNNF. So eventually they did go ahead and ban him. Of course, this was about 3 years ago. So you've had these people go ahead and get banned off, and then they go to Four Fags Thieves, and then got banned off before. So he went over to Stumbling. And then, when was it? About 2 years ago. I said, why don't you and Jet Rink go ahead and form your own list server? Why don't you go ahead and form your own forum And I was mainly talking Jet Rink, because Jet Rink annoys the crap out of Linder because he's a lot like Linder. And, oh, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do it. Well, now they've done it. And what they've done is they've tried to go ahead and take over as being the place to go ahead and go. And at the time, I was on fairly good terms with, you know, Jet Rink and Mike John. But they had this character called Rachel Dean. And this was in April of last year. And she was whining and pissing and moaning that she let herself get fucked by some retard who claimed to be Christian identity. And she got sort of mad. They went ahead and wiped off and went off. This was around the time April Gavey was chimping out on Covington. And, folks, this is par for the movement. This is just par for the bowel movement. You have Mamzers and Jews and Dards running around. They want to play white nationalists. And then you find out who they are and how their little wants are sort of retarded. And essentially, it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well at all. Now, I'm the Manzer barrel. Probably I'll wait a couple of days. Log in using a Tor browser. Or maybe going ahead and sending a private message to some people who are not banned. We're sending an email to somebody who ain't banned here. And essentially worming my way in to go ahead and spy and see what the hell's going on. But most of the time, why I haven't been too surprised, because way back in, October, I believe it was, Engelda got all annoyed at me mentioning Brian Reel's name. And so what he did was he said, okay, last warning, Marty, last warning, Marty. I'm going to ban your ass. Well, the thing about it is, though, is this guy named Macrobius was the one who was using his version of Evolution 4.0, and it was his server on which they were on. And essentially, he doesn't like Engelded or Stevie Bauer or anything like that. And essentially, he went ahead and said, well, hey, it looks like Dard. You know, my form, my Evolution license, I'm the one who administers this. You don't get to go ahead and threaten to ban Linstead. And Engelded was just biting himself. Engelded's hated me and Pastor John Britton since, what, 2005. That Mamzer faggot has hated me since 2005. Now he's biting himself. He's all pissy here. Because essentially on the Mamzer barrel, they got to call me Marty Chomo, but I'm kicked out because I, quote, outed him. Well, folks, I have a post saying, well, hey, you get to go ahead and out me over on StumbleIn. And what happens is I talk to the administrator of StumbleIn. And essentially, I have not violated any StumbleIn rules. I have not gone ahead and used Stevie Buck's name. Now, the thing about it is that the word Brower, you go ahead and use it. Essentially, it's going to be asterisk south, so you can't go ahead and violate the rules anyway here. Okay? Did I address some, issue about Pastor Bill, Liar Bill, the Clueless? And the answer is yeah. Folks, I screwed up. And essentially, what I should have done, it was about 6 months after, Liar Bill came down, begged and pleaded and pissed and moaned for me to ordain it. And, Pastor John Britton claims that eventually Liar Bill came to it here. And what happened is old Liar Bill wanted to be ordained. He used to be a, quote, what, he called himself a CLUD, CI chaplain. Well, he was. If you go ahead and look at Clan of Mamzers, yes, some older Anglo Mises would do all the talk. Most nuts is doing nothing more than just simply sitting there like a tard. Okay? Well, yeah, they were the biggest jerk offs on the VNNF forum. Of course they were here. Essentially Jet Rink was just a mod dick tard. Now, they do have a sort of a sense of humor. but pretty well. They got a little bit annoyed at me when I made fun of this Rachel Bean. And essentially, you know, just said, hey, look, you know, I don't know if Rachel Bean was a Jewess or not. With a name like Rachel, I assume she might be a Jewess. Bean is sometimes a Jew name. And essentially, you have these three tards here. They're sort of like Beavis and Butthead and Butthead Dean going ahead, you know, on this particular show. And essentially, I went ahead and just simply said, is that, look, quigger twats. I mean, you know, females and Christian identity usually do not work very good. I mean, usually when they mix, you end up having something like Clint Downey. Essentially, when she's young, she's going to be the sexual mascot of the Washington State Klan. And then when she gets older, she's going to go ahead and ban every white man who essentially don't like that whore that she can see. Okay? So essentially, split tails and Christian identity don't work very good. For every quality Christian identity female like Pilgrim that you see, you end up having a Clint Downey, a Gabby Rell, Maggie Bell Bitch Butts, a Pure Silly. You end up, you know, and Maui Patricia. You end up having a bunch of twats who think they get to tell men what to do. And that is definitely against Christian identity. So for every quality woman you get in Christian identity, you'll have at least five who essentially are bad news you don't want to have around here. So essentially, you know, later on that night, in fact, I was banned here from that Skype, you know, from that Skype thing here. I'm not sure if it was by Mike John or Jet Rink here at the time here. Now, later on, I heard that Mike John and Jet Rink had a Mamzer fight or something like that. So they're not buddy-buddies with each other here. Okay? Let's see. I'm banned for life of Sperm Front because I'm at A, you know, because essentially I've gone ahead and fought with Clint Downey and her meerkat, Mark, here. And B, essentially because I'm a, quote, Covingtonista, although I'm not really. Let's see. I'm banned for life at VNNF here. Essentially, I'm the number two. Harold Covington's number one. I'm number two. And Fade the Butcher is number three of people who you will get banned if you mention my name over on VNNF here. So I'm banned on VNNF here. I'm banned, let me see. Well, generally, a lot of these places, they're long gone here. They usually, once they start censoring everybody, they don't usually last very long here. Now, the Mamzer Bell is going to go ahead and last, I think, for a while. But just like Rutherford said when she went ahead and sort of card-corralled Appy, is she said that this, you know, essentially once you start tard crowding and banning people, you're not going to be able to stop. And I have no idea what's going to go ahead and happen at the Mamzer Bell. I think essentially I'm going to go ahead and essentially be banned there. Here. Now, folks, about every single place here that is worth spying here. I've never been banned on White News Now, but then again, I've never logged on as Pastor Lisa. I probably would be banned at the assistance of April Gady. She's all annoyed about a few of the little things that said about that stupid twat. So since I probably would be banned if I were stupid enough to go ahead and log on as Pastor Lindstedt, instead I got a bunch of sock puppets. I usually have at least two or three sock puppets. I was going to go ahead. I got banned by Il Fagno. One of my sock puppets got banned by Il Fagno because he thought I was Clancy. Because I would say, well, go watch on ban old Bill White. And essentially, only Il Fagno went ahead and banned me because he thought I was Clancy here. So he's getting all hyper because I think he thinks Shaka Israel and Kane are sort of on to him by now here. So let's see. I've been banned from a lot of places. And the thing about it is that the vast majority of these places, once they start censoring, once you end up having censorship, essentially there has to be something driving any of these message boards or forums. And once you end up having censorship, and once you've pretty well given up on the fact that intellectually you can't make it on your own, essentially there isn't nothing to go ahead and keep them around other than Zog financing or anything like, something like that. And unless they're Zog plus, once they start censoring, essentially they're dead meat. Now, on Wigger News Now, I haven't been banned, but then again, I've never posted. Last week, I went ahead and posted one of my sock puppets and got promptly banned, so I went ahead and I fired up the old $70 old computer, you know, hooked up the Tor browser. I was going to go ahead and log on, but what happens is that when I was about to go ahead and start a new sock puppet, I went ahead and looked at the password file, and I found an old sock puppet that had been on for about, that I'd gone ahead and used, a couple sock puppets ago here to be a backup. I found a backup to a backup sock puppet here, so I'm back on 4 or 5 feeds now that I didn't know here. So I'll go ahead and I'll probably go to the Osho here today or tomorrow. I'll just go ahead and, you know, get on the Mamser Barrel or something like that, using that, and I'll be back on here. But essentially what happens is that it's no longer a white, whatever band or song is here. My favorite song is Wigger Problem, I guess, here. Anyway, folks, so I've been banned quite a few places here. I really have. You know, I've been banned a lot of places. And it doesn't really matter here. See, folks, it's coming out. It's coming out because Wiggerswill and Hadding are going ahead, essentially. I was looking at Stormfront. Essentially, here's Joe Adams. Joe the creator. He essentially gets a whole bunch of shit from Wiggerswill. How dare you leave that interview with Harold Covington up here? And Joe Adams says, well, look, Tards, I think I'm as good a creator, even though Matt Hill didn't like me interviewing Phil Covington. I'm as good a creator as any, because what I've done is, through my own expense, I've gone ahead and republished The White Man, The White Man's Bible by Betty Classen. And nobody else is printing this stuff. Nobody else essentially is doing this creatorship. All you have is these people claiming to be creators, and there's less than what? Maybe a dozen of them left? It's not like Wiggerswill Wheelock. Of all the people who's left alive on this earth, Wiggerswill Wheelock is the only one who actually believes in Pierce's cosmetology. Cosmotheology, or whatever the hell he called it. I call it cosmetology here. I said it's nature's eternal religion of going ahead and straightening up kinky black hair, pubic hair, and claiming you're an Aryan. All these people, they want to pretend to be something that they're not. They want to claim they have a way to save the white race, and they don't. There is not a single group which has not been infiltrated by Zog. Now, I'll go ahead and say my group hasn't been infiltrated by Zog, because what I do is I don't have a group. All you have to do, if you want to go ahead and listen to the show, is listen to the show. You can go ahead and download it, talk to you. You can go ahead and go to my forum. And go ahead and download the show, or go download it on TalkShoe, and you can go ahead and read what I have to say. And if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, that's fine too. You see, I'm not trying to build something. I'm not trying to build anything at all. I'm trying to go ahead and accentuate and exacerbate the hatred that is in this country, to where we have a great tribulation. And, folks, I'm a true believer. I really do believe what I say. Now, the thing about Logan, is that Logan, I guess, sort of got scared off from doing the show. And all it was just Visser going ahead and sending in this, going ahead and making a bogus complaint, just sort of like, just like Visser did against Keith Southworth, making a bogus complaint. And Keith went ahead and went on with it. Now, the problem with Keith was that, shoot, as long as Keith didn't have somebody essentially helping him out, Keith sort of ran out of steam. Logan's run out of steam, too, and I think that's sad. Logan used to pay, $200 at least per month to Hal Turner, $250 a month, to go ahead and rant and rave when he was on Hal Turner. And essentially, I don't think his show was any better than it is on TalkShoe. I've never heard, Logan Hunter go ahead and do a show from his Hal Turner, days. Now, I've gone ahead and I've listened to Hal Turner, and I got to admit, Hal Turner was one hell of a showman. Hal Turner was hilarious. Hal Turner, Caesar was a talk show god. Or talk show god. Of course, he was a Zogbot and a lying piece of shit, but hey, he was good. Yeah, he really was. Huh? So, in any case, let me see. I don't much care for crap music. Getting on with it, I've gone ahead and seen all these people in this movement, and they're not what they claim to be. Now, somebody who really is essentially waiting for things to go ahead and happen, waiting for a war, waiting for revolution, waiting for who knows what. Those who are really waiting for things to go ahead and come apart. In many cases, they're not the ones who are getting on NIMBUSTERS or Stormfront or VNNF here at all. This one character went ahead. I don't know what the hell happened to him here. He was some Polack kid. He went ahead and killed three pigs in 30 seconds because he thought that they were sent by Obongo to take his guns here. What in the hell was his name? Poplowski or something like that. He was actually a sort of quasi-anti-racist here. And folks, Zog is scared shitless about cars like that that they don't see coming here. That's why they go ahead and pay for Hal Turner, or they pay for William Pierce, or they pay for Alex Linder and Trader Glenn Miller to go ahead and do this sort of thing. So when you are going ahead and looking at a forum, or you're going ahead and looking at anything, you got to go ahead and say, well, who is behind this? Now, in the case of the Mamzer Barrel, Engeldon, Intrepid, Steve Brower, this is not a Zog false front. This is just shit-skinned Mamzer faggots being shit-skinned Mamzer faggots who want to go ahead and play white nationalist. He's going to be actually hurt if I were to go ahead and write to his record company and say, well, you have a bunch of nigger acts. You have a bunch of beaner acts. Do you want Stephen Brower to go ahead? Does he represent you? Maybe you ought to go ahead and tell him that, hey, racism plays no part. Racism plays no part. And, you're not supposed to be pretending to be a racist here. So you're going to have to choose the Mamzer Barrel and choose being on these forums above, or choose to be a vice president, a senior vice president of marketing for this, for this record company, small record company. I went ahead and listened to him, and essentially, I don't think he has any talent. He could play a guitar competently, to think, well, listen to this character, I mean, shoot. You know, I mean, I've heard garage bands better. Folks, in my own demented way, singing Wigger Problem, Resolve Will Fuck You Up, folks, I have talent. Now, I ain't saying I have any really great professionalism, but I do have talent. Deranged talent, but I do have talent. You know what I mean? When I go ahead and listen to myself here, sing Wigger Problem, Resolve Will Fuck You Up, or something like that, I mean, I got to laugh my head off. I think it's still funny to me. It's still hilarious to me. Now, some of the singing is not too good, you know. And some of it is a little bit, over the top. But folks, at least it's interesting. I mean, listening to Gillan sing, folks, it's not something you're going to want to listen to again and again and again. But here this character is. And being a shit-skinned man's a faggot, you know, that's cowering in his bungalow in an L.A. suburb, being taken over by beaners, this character is pretending to be a white supremacist. This character is pretending to be a good white man when none of them are real white men. It's just Manzer's. So is the Manzer barrel, is it a Zogfall front like Stormfront or VNNF? The answer is no. No. Is this sort of like a little faggot, you know, faggot rights like Quigger News Now? No. Folks, this is just nothing more than a tug corral, that for which was paid $140. And folks, with all this shit going on here, nobody really cares. You know what I mean? Country music sucks. Well, folks, some of it isn't that bad. Some of it's pretty good. Okay? Well, I don't know. I've never seen rap. Let me be honest with you. With rap, I've never seen anything other than essentially niggers taking over essentially a rock melody. And add the funk nigger, you know, nigger funk to it. Basically, I don't see anything good about nigger music. Now, there are some people who said The Rock was nigger music. Now, on the other hand, country music. Luke Lavellian, he went ahead and said that he went ahead and looked at, you know, Country Music Talmud Vision by Sumner Redstone, a Jew, and he didn't much care for it at all. But folks, there are portions of it. There are portions of it which essentially mean something here. That's why Harold Covington goes ahead and has three musical songs in most of the shows here. And he's about to go ahead and do something stupid. You see, he sort of thinks that he needs to go ahead and set up an organization, a Northwest Volunteers, when essentially that's not what he does well. He has about maybe a dozen people who are really into it, and among them dozen people, you'll end up having the tard like Steve Elder in there. Okay? Well, Steve Elder is just simply a Jew boy, you know, a Jew boy with cones, a delusional Jew boy with cones. Folks, if you have a group here, you're going to end up having a couple Zog ringers. And one thing I found out, you know, just like with the militia, the problem of it is the ones who are the most competent, the ones who seem most on the ball, a lot of times they're pigs. Folks, there's this character called Judas, you know, Tom Snap, a libertu. You know, he has a blog, KN, and then you have an at for the A, PPSTER. He's a libertine. I went ahead and bought that. Worthless bastard in the Libertine, Missouri Libertine Party. He's just simply an Anglo-Mestizo bum who grew up in Lebanon, Missouri. and essentially, you know, has gone through four or five wives. Finally has found the last one here. He don't have any teeth left. He's a diabetic. You know, he used to be a Marine. From what I gather, he was an informant. He went ahead and he brought in these pigs into at least the Missouri militia. And they caused trouble for these old farts here, Missouri 20. What is scary, in the main cases, if you go ahead and you see somebody you didn't really know who got brought in by somebody else, and they're relatively competent as opposed to being mostly goobers or something like that, what is scary is that there's a good chance is that they are policemen. They're pig lice. They're there to go ahead and infiltrate you. Okay? Now, usually they'll avoid someone like me because, well, that Marty is a nutbag. That Marty is a kook. That Marty is a liar. That Marty is just, he's deranged. He's deranged. And what I'll do is I'll try to go ahead and find out whether or not you're for real. And if I don't see something for real there, I see something that doesn't add up, you'll be on my suspicion list. And I will dig, and I will dig, and I will dig, and I will dig. That's why I like old Kane. That's why I like listening to Kane so much. Kane is a fucked up little Jew boy. But what happens is that Kane, since Kane feels he's not liked by everybody, what he will do is he will pay attention. When the Manzer Barrel first got set up, he went ahead, did a who is, and found out that Engelded, a.k.a. Stephen Brower, was the owner of the domain name. Go ahead and you do a who is. Now, I found out over the, 2 years since Brian Reel's been running wild, that essentially you pay $1.97 for a year to go ahead and have it parked at by somebody to give you privacy. Okay? And that's allowed. It's allowed because of people like Brian Reel and people like Kane and people like me going ahead and finding out who actually is running things. But Engelded didn't know enough to do that back then, did he? So what happens? He went ahead and found out that Engelded, a.k.a. was Steve Brower. He went ahead and he dug and he dug and he dug. And then he said, look, Steve, go ahead and admit. Go ahead and give me the names of the other, Manzer Barrel retards. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead. And essentially, I won't use your name. So Engelded, or Steve Brower, went ahead and snitched out his buddies. That's what he did. And as a result, Steve Brower didn't have enough sense. Steve Brower is a Manzer faggot who, with a sense of entitlement, he thinks he's smarter than any toothless hick who lives in flyover country. He's smart. He's just such a clever little Manzer. He's such a clever little faggot. Everybody who lives east of Barstow, California, and north of Yreka, California, and west of the Delaware Water Gap. The Delaware Water Gap is where the Delaware River separates New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You know, Delaware Water Gap. It's a water gap in the Delaware River. Yeah. In any case, here, if you live in flyover country, you're a tard. You're a retard. And any Jew boy or Manzer or faggot here who lives in Los Angeles or New York or somewhere else like that is just a total tard. that you can go ahead and pretend to A, be one of them, B, pretend to think you're so much better than. And folks, that don't get you very far very quick here. Certainly not with people, certainly not with people who are going ahead and looking out for liars in the bowel movement. Certainly not in a show like tonight. In any case, censorship has done nothing more, has not helped Brian Rio. People know, even if they don't dare put his face on there, they know who he is. They know who the character looks like. And folks, I'm not advocating violence against Brian Rio or Finkelstein or Eli or James. In fact, I advocate nothing. All I advocate you do is that once you go ahead and you find these people, you keep an eye on them. And you go ahead, that anybody who hangs around these people are not for real. Folks, only a Mamzer would go ahead and tolerate another Mamzer. Only a Zogbot would tolerate another Zogbot. Only a Jew would tolerate another Jew. And most of the time, they don't like each other. They cannot stand each other, and they won't even tolerate themselves. So what you do is that the purpose of the show is to go ahead and notify people as to go ahead and avoid these people. Folks, I think this show has been successful in doing that. I didn't really have anything much to do. I'm sort of keeping up, or I'm trying to go ahead and keep up with essentially, I'm trying to go ahead and keep up essentially with notifying anybody who wants to listen as to who is who within the bowel movement. I don't worry if you're a Zogbot, like some bully Papa Cat is. I don't worry about if you're a Finkelsteinite or a Pisser Possum or anything like that here. You see, Zog is falling apart. Zog is in bad shape. Zog isn't going to last very much longer. What you've seen in the last month or so is you've gone ahead and seen to where essentially the euro is falling apart in Greece and in Spain and everywhere to where people can no longer afford, the German taxpayer cannot go ahead and afford to keep up the Italians and the Spains and the Greeks and all these other Mamzers who aren't going to amount to anything. And the reason Germans have gone ahead and paid for it is that essentially most of the German exports can't be paid for by a low-grade population that lives in places like Greece, in places like Spain, places like Italy, especially southern Italy. What we have is we have a declining ability to go ahead essentially and pay for anything. Folks, you go ahead and look at what all this quantitative easing has done over the last 4 years. Ever since 2008, when they started the first quantitative easing, the TARP, the bailouts for essentially the banks, essentially the money supply has gone ahead and increased. Four times as much. Whereas the productivity has gone ahead and increased about maybe, 15%. So as a result, what you end up having is a virtual inflation rate, a real inflation rate, of about 35 or 40% in most cases, about 50% in the rest of the cases. You have a declining standard of living. And I was listening to this Niall Ferguson. I went ahead and read his book, Civilization. They had on PBS. They had this Niall Ferguson on PBS. He essentially was talking about his book. And they were talking about, talk so much about this, that they're talking about how things are indeed falling apart in the West here. You know, they call it the West and the rest here, and pointing out how China is catching up. Well, the thing about it is, though, is China really isn't catching up because it has, well, it has the same problems as the rest of the non-white world, in that only white people, only Israelites, can go ahead and do things to a higher standard. And why we are falling apart is that there's fewer and fewer Israelites, and there's more and more Mamzers and non-whites and the rest here trying to go ahead and pretend that they're us, but they're not. I go ahead, I'm looking at this here show here. You end up having niggers, like this Rihanna nigger. I think she's a Brazilian nigger. I remember 2007, they'd have the show onto this nigger music here over on Biggs here, and I was listening about her umbrella. Yeah, umbrella, something like that here. And essentially, here's this nigger, you know, this nigger chick. Well, I guess won a nigger beauty contest in Brazil or something like that. She ain't bad looking for a nigger, but on the other hand, here she is, you know, essentially with bleached blonde hair, long blonde hair that niggers now normally do not get. Niggers do not have. So essentially, I guess she has hair extensions and she has, she's blonde haired. And essentially, they're trying to go ahead and have, I remember last month I went to Walmart's, and here is this sort of thing here, you know, Rihanna. Rihanna's the name of this nigger here with the hair extensions and blonde hair. You know what I mean? Last month they had Beyonce, most beautiful woman in the U.S. here. I guess the nigger just kind of squeezed out a nigglet or something here. And in any case, niggers are trying to go ahead and look like white women. And folks, they're not white women. They're niggers. I mean, it don't matter how much you go ahead and carve on a nigger's snout. It don't matter how much you go ahead and, you know, do all the, you know, sweat glands and whatever. It don't matter. You'll still end up having a nigger. I mean, just a nigger pretend to be a white woman. I mean, come on now. You know? So, folks, you have all these people, like on the Mamzer Barrel and other places, and they're pretending to be something they're not. They're pretending to be good white men. That's why I made the point is that I'm a real white man. Well, anyway, let's see. How long have I been yakking? I think it's about time that I call it a night here. So I've been yakking for an hour and 12 minutes. So, folks, I think that's long enough. It was longer than the first here. I'm sorry a lot of you got booted off on the first segment, and I don't think it was my fault here. I think it was a TalkShoe burp here. So essentially, I think I've gone ahead and given about, 2 hours or so, about close to 3 hours. I think I've talked long enough here. I like to go ahead and say piss on the Nimbuster Tards who essentially spam the chat. Any pisser possums, you can go ahead and fuck yourself too. But I think you're going to go ahead and enjoy your supposed victory of getting me banned. But don't worry, Nimbuster Tards, I'll be back. But I won't be back as Pastor Lindstedt. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.